guys, keep your heads up after such a demoralizing loss.
I guess we just got to move on to the next game because that's what our job is. I said that a couple of weeks ago after we lost a close game, and it's pretty much the same situation.
You guys went to that game with the burden of all the scandal. How much do you think that weighed on the team psyche?
Honestly, I can't speak for everybody. You know, I speak for myself, and I wasn't thinking about that during the game. I don't think we were.
We saw a team that started 3-0 that seemed so mentally sharp and didn't make any mistakes in the last few games. Mistakes have crept in. How do you explain that?
That's not true. We made mistakes even when we were winning. We were just we were fortunate to win those games, and we kind of played a little bit better in the beginning of the season. But we were making mistakes then, and right now we're just making them at the wrong time.
Philip, you think that personal foul was legit? Do you think you hit him legally or no?
I don't think it was a good call. I mean, I guess it could have went either way. I felt like he was still in his throwing motion. He had just finished his throwing motion, and I felt like I could hit him at that point. I don't know if they called the head-to-head or whatever. I don't think I hit him with my helmet. I watched it a couple of times, and I thought it was a legal hit.
So you wouldn't do anything differently, you think? Or?
Well, yeah, I'd do it differently because of the situation in the game. You know, I probably just wouldn't hit it. Maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I can't remember what game. I remember Deion Jordan went in to hit the quarterback, and the quarterback pump faked him and spinning around, and he ended up completing the pass. And I think – I'm not sure. All right. And he completed the pass. And I wanted to make sure that didn't happen to us at that situation. And I hit the quarterback, and it was – I guess they called it a penalty, so I guess it wasn't good.
Do you think you're going to hear from the
league? Probably.
Phil, despite the loss, if you guys win Sunday at 5-5, you're right back in this. Is that the mindset right now?
Yeah, that's the mindset. We still can make the playoffs. Our goals are still in front of us, you know. And we just got to not if we make the same mistakes, though. We can't make the same mistakes, and we got to play better. So that's all we're focusing on.
Phil, Mr. Ross says he wants the committee to look at the conduct within the locker room. Do you think this locker room needs a new code of conduct?
No, I don't think so. I mean, from the guys, I guess, that he would have on the committee, you know, we probably pretty much following their footsteps in the beginning. Like, the locker room code, or the way the locker room is tradition. It's come from a long line of tradition. And I guess the guys who I saw on the board, came from those guys, you know. So, I mean, if you know, it is what it is, you know.
Is it time to change the tradition?
I don't think so. I think it was more a situation between a couple of guys, you know. I'm not sure. It's the locker room situation. I'm not sure.
Do you know if players have been fined for being too soft, either on or off the field, sensitivity fines?
I don't know about that.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Would you welcome Jonathan Martin back to this team?
I would welcome anybody who works hard who can help us win.